And let's read from the Shloka 1. Ajnuvacha prakritim purusham chaiva kshetram kshetram gyam eva cha etad veditum icchami jnanam gyeyam cha keshava. And then Krishna replies, Shri Bhagavan Vacha, idam shariram kauntaya kshetram ityabhidhiyate etad yovetittam prahu kshetragya itittad vidaha. Arjun said, O my dear Krishna, I wish to know about prakriti, nature, purusha, enjoyer, and the field, and the knower of the field, and of knowledge, and the object of knowledge. Supreme Personality of Godhead said, this body of Sena Kunti is the field, and one who knows the body is called the knower of the field. Now, here we are discussing the 13th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, and we understand that we just went through the 6 middle chapters, which describes bhakti. The focus on the first 6 chapters was that of karma. Of course, jnana was there, bhakti was there, but the main focus was that how to act in one's relation to God. So, in the middle 6 chapters, the emphasis of bhakti was prominent, and that was the conclusion. The jiva is eternal servant of God, should serve him, should surrender to him, be free from all sins by knowing him, engage in healing, shavanam, kirtanam, smaranam, and then by mercy of the Lord one will get delivered. And this was proven in middle 6th chapter more than even before. Before also 4th chapter, but particularly middle 6th chapter was proved that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. Nobody equal, nobody above him, his source of everything. So now, this chapter, Prabhupada explains why we are discussing again about jiva, about paramatma, about material world, about their nature. Now, the last 6 chapter starts about jnana, the knowledge about, as you see, nature, enjoyer, and consciousness. More detailed knowledge is given. So, Prabhupada writes in the purport, last paragraph of this first 2 shlokas. In the first 6 chapters of Bhagavad Gita, the knower of the body. Who is the knower of the body? It's a jiva. We are the knowers of the bodies. I know my body, you know your body, no? And the position by which he can understand the Supreme Lord are described. This is in first 6 chapters, no? Second chapter particularly dealt with soul, no? The jiva. Then, in the middle 6th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, Supreme Personality of Godhead and his relationship between individual soul and super soul in regard to devotional service are described. The superior position of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the subordinate position of the individual soul are definitely defined in these chapters. No? Middle 6th chapter establishes Krishna is Supreme, we are his eternal servants. The living entities are subordinate under all circumstances, but in their forgetfulness they are suffering. When enlightened by pious activities, they approach the Supreme Lord in different capacities. And that was discussed, you know. Chaturvidha bhajantimam, no? The stress, those who want money, inquisitive, and who search for knowledge. That was also described. Now, starting with 13th chapter, how the living entity comes in contact with material nature and how he is delivered by the Supreme Lord through the different methods of fruitive activities, cultivation of knowledge and discharge of devotional service are explained. What are these? Fruitive activities, cultivation of knowledge, karma yoga, jnana yoga and bhakti yoga. Although the living entity is completely different from the material body, he somehow becomes related. This is also explained. So here, this is the link, why, how these things again comes in Arjun's mind. Yes, he wants to know more details. Bhakti, he got it in the middle, he understood what this is all about. Now he wants more detailed knowledge. How we got entrapped, what is the difference? And here this chapter you will see very clearly defines the difference between soul and super soul. This is essential. So Sridhar Swami says that Krishna said in 12.7 that I will rescue, 12.6.7, remember, I will rescue my devotees from the ocean of samsara, from the ocean of birth and death. No? So, Sri Swami says, for this sake, the knowledge is here given. How jiva came into material world, what is jiva, what is material nature, how they got entangled. This is explained here. In order to determine the true nature of these two prakritis, called kshetra and kshetragya, Lord spoke this 13th chapter, Srila Swami writes here. So this is the reason. Krishna now goes back. The essence is told, now goes back. No? Into details. So this you will see in this last six chapters, the more detailed knowledge about already previously discussed items or stated things will be given. So we'll start like this. Krishna, Arjuna asked Krishna about six topics to ask him. What is Prakriti? What is Purusha? What is Kshetra? What is Kshetragya? What is Jnanam? And what is Gyayam? So he wants to know, Prakriti means what? And nature. Krishna answers immediately, no. This body is called the field. Kshetra, the field. No? And one who knows the body is called the knower of the field. Who is the knower of the field? Kshetragya. So immediately, out of six, these two are immediately answered. More detail Krishna is going to give. You know? Immediately he addresses this. No? The body is called the field. So, why is that so? Prabhupada writes in the purport here that conditioned soul wants to enjoy sense gratification. And according to his capacity to enjoy sense gratification, he is offered a body or field of activity. Therefore, the body is called kshetra, or the field of activity for the conditioned soul. Now, the person who should not identify himself with the body is called kshetragya, the knower of the field. No? So here, two things that distinguish that soul is different from the body. There is a kshetra, the field, and kshetragya, the knower of the field. Two things are there. No? So one who knows that I am not this body, and what is body? Body is field of activity. Why? Because body means senses. And senses means they can interact with object of senses. So this is the opportunity for soul to explore material world, to satisfy their desires. So this is given here. Prabhupada gives analogy. Although we may use many articles, our clothes, etc. We know that they are different from the things used. We are different from the things used. We use cloth, but we are different from them. No? Similarly, we also understand by little contemplation that we are different from the body. So this is a matter of little intelligence, little bit to contemplate. We can understand. Already we discussed this in details in second chapter. We are not this body. No? So Prabhupada just hints here. No? But to know that, one becomes kshetragya, the knower of the field. To know that I am different from the body. To know what is body and what is the soul. So here in the text 3, Krishna goes on explaining, O son of Bharata, you should understand that I am also knower in all bodies. And to understand this body and its knower is called knowledge. This is my opinion. Now, apart from we know our body, Krishna says, I also know your body. So he is also kshetragya. No? And that will be explained, the difference of his knowledge and our knowledge. But now Krishna gives definition of knowledge here also. To understand this body and the knower of the body. It's called knowledge. To understand the body and the soul and the super soul. That means the knowledge. Correct? We already discussed in second chapter, remember. Knowledge means to know matter and spirit and controller about. It's the same thing. It's the same thing. Not that this addition we change the knowledge. Like scientists say, no? That was old theory. Now we have new theory. There's no new theory. It's old theory. Yoga proktav puratanaha, very old. Nothing changed. No? So these three things means knowledge. So now you understand this, all this modern education is a plain ignorance. Plain ignorance. Why? Because all the they can't differentiate because between kshetra and kshetragya. They are alone concerned about kshetra and satisfying the kshetra. They think by satisfaction of body, I'll be the satisfied. But I'm not the body. No? It gives some pleasure, but doesn't satisfy the soul. Just like cleaning a car and putting fuel in the car, it gives me some pleasure. But unless I eat myself, how long I'll be happy taking care of car? No? It's a misunderstanding. It's an ignorance. To identify with the body, it's a gross ignorance. And then no school teaches this. Therefore, all people are in gross ignorance, thinking, I'm this body, and the goal of life is to satisfy body. Therefore, you have chaos, chaos in society. To act on the base of knowledge is called civilization. To act on basis of ignorance is called animal society. Disturbance, uncivilized. No? We are complaining how culture have changed. But how culture changed? What is culture, first of all? Culture means some codex, moral behavior, some certain set of behavior and actions and responses to different circumstances which are based on your knowledge, based on your understanding of the world. You know? For example, if we hear in the school that I'm this body and there is no soul, no differentiation between kshetra and kshetragya, and nothing happens in time of death, there's no God, there's no soul, there's no reincarnation. Based on that knowledge, which is ignorance, I live my life. I put values in my life, goals in my life, and I do actions according to that knowledge. So, what do I do? Life is meant for enjoyment. So I put miniskirt because I want to enjoy. That's my philosophy, that's what I learned. No, I'm this body, so more I exploit the body, more I'll be happy. As simple as that. That's what they teach us in the school. No? And therefore I don't give fig for some blind rituals which is God worship. No? I can do abortion because at this moment it's very inconvenient for me to have a children because I'm not married girl yet. No? So it's not convenient for me. And I'm also progressing in my career. No? Even if I'm married, but still career is now more important. After I establish myself career, we'll have children later, no? And anyway, it's all just combination of chemicals. And according to law, it is said that woman, the mother has a right to remove unwanted tissue from her own body. Just like you can cut your nails, or you can remove some blister, some pus accumulated, you can go talk to the doctor to remove. So woman is her body, it's part of her body. She has the right choice to remove unwanted tissues from her body, which means kill her son, in the simple language of uneducated people. No? Those who are educated, they call it family planning. Those who are uneducated, they call it family killing. So you see how, and then why they behave like that, arrogant, proud, because they think they are independent if they get education, earn their own money. They think, I don't depend on my mother, father, or my community for maintenance, so why should I listen and follow the rules and regulations? No? The life is meant to enjoy, and they are all troubling me. So old people you put in old age home, so we can enjoy in the house, otherwise all the men, his nose is leaking, he's passing urine, you know, he's all the time sobbing and making such a nice noise, you know. And who will take care of him? I can't enjoy life. So put him in old age home. No? Children you put in the school. I work, husband works. And meantime we meet other people also, you know, have friends around. Because life is meant to enjoyment. What's wrong with it? No? And if you're a little more moral, be honest, stick to one wife and one husband. No? That's your choice. It's up to you. Because this is life. No? So you see, the life based on ignorance is uncultured life. just like animals, cats and dogs. Only concern is sense gratification. No? Therefore we say, therefore Prabhupada say, and we repeat, that modern education is a slaughterhouse. It kills any propensity. It kills right, birthright of the soul to worship God. It's killed in education. Because they don't teach real knowledge, ignorance. And they call it Vidya Mardira, Veda Vikash, Veda Prakash, Jnana Mani. It's all ignorance. Avidya Prakash, Ajnana Mani. It's completely opposite. It's a complete ignorance. Nobody teaches, and they kill. Every jiva has right to love God and serve God, and they are not allowing that. They are not allowing you this to hear. So, the tendency to love God is killed, is slaughtered. People are slaughtered. They come completely brainwashed. You are hearing ignorance, 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 and you believe in it. You believe in it. Then people come out of the school and they start questioning Gita, they question God, they question culture, everything. Because they are completely brought up in different understanding of the world. But it's not true. It's wrong. It's ignorance. What is knowledge? To know body and the soul and the super soul. What do they speak? They don't know even body exactly. What to speak of knowing the soul or super soul? So have fragment of knowledge, and all life is based on wrong understanding. That material world is place for enjoyment, and I will be happy by satisfying senses. Completely wrong, no? Giving gulab jamun and he pushing it here, and pushing it here. Wrong. And it's nice. If it's hot, it's more nice. It's such a pleasant. But this is not the purpose. This is not how it is. We don't say that there is no pleasure in sense gratification. There is pleasure in sense gratification. But it's asat achit niranant. It's temporary. Soul is eternal. Soul wants eternal happiness. Therefore there is frustration. And the non-permanent nature of material does not allow you to enjoy. Does not allow you. You have 100 years. If. No? And then even in 100 years, birth, old age, disease and that, they are included. And apart from that, adhyatmika, dibhadika, didhavika klesha. Apart from that, there is other ways of karma, offenses, punya, papa, everything is going on. So, the sober, intelligent person knows this, and that we'll hear soon. And what is the real knowledge, we'll discuss more. So here Krishna gives the definition that what is knowledge? Understand body and knower is called knowledge. So here, Prabhupada said, the individual may be the knower of his own body, but he is not in knowledge of other bodies. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is present as the Super Soul in all bodies, knows everything about all bodies. Now this is the difference between soul and Super Soul. Huh? People are getting confused. Oh, God is in the heart, so I'm God. No, there are two things in the heart. Soul and Super Soul. Two personalities live in everyone. Two Atmas we have. One is Atma and one is Paramatma. It's also Atma, but it's Param. It's a superior, Super Soul. So, how to understand the difference? As simple as it. I know what's going on in my body. You know what's going on in your body, but Krishna knows what's going on in both bodies. And not only body, but in mind, intelligence, everything. No? I know my desire, I know how much hungry I am now, you don't know. But Krishna knows both of us. So this is the difference. Both are kshetragyas. No? Both they know the field, but we know our own field. But he knows all the fields. No? So Prabhupada gives that example. That a citizen may know everything about his patch of land, but the king knows not only his palace, but all the properties possessed by the individual citizens. He knows his kingdom. No? So this is a very suitable example. Then Prabhupada says, Lord says, I'm also the knower. That means he is super knower, Prabhupada says. And that's very nice. No? I'm also knower. That means he's super knower. Because not only I know my own body, but I know all the bodies. So he's super knower. That's very nice the way Prabhupada puts it. Kshetranihi sharirani. Perfect knowledge of the constitution of the body, constitution of individual soul, and constitution of super soul is known in terms of Vedic literature as jnana. That is knowledge. Again, Prabhupada just redefined what Krishna said. Same. Repeats the definition. So here Prabhupada gives an example. No? Three things are there. There is a painter, the painting, and the easel. Easel is this stand, the frame, the stand, and these all instruments for painting. No, three things are there. Correct? So one should not misunderstand one for another. No? One should understand what is soul, what is super soul, what is material nature. Should not mix them up. No? One has to understand the position of Prakriti, Purusha, and Ishvara. The knower who dominates and controls nature and individual soul. One should not confuse three in their different capacities. So this is all stressed here in this chapter. To understand constitution of the nature, jiva, and paramatma. So Shvetashvatara Upanishad is quoted, Bhokta Bhogyam Preritaram Cha Matva Sarvam Proktam Trividam Brahmametar. There are three Brahman conceptions. See, confusion is in Vedas because they use the word Brahman. But the word Brahman is used for so many things. You know? So here, the word Brahman is used Trividam Brahmametar. Prakriti is a Brahman as the field of activities, and Jiva, individual soul, is also Brahman and is trying to control material nature. And the controller of both of them is also Brahman, but he is the factual controller. So this is the confusion, because see, like word Bharat. It refers to what? Huh? Bharata? Bharata means? India. But when Yudhishthira was ruling, he was emperor of full Bharata, of all planet. Correct? It refers to everything. Many words are like this, if you see. Many words are can be used differently, you know, in many aspects. Purusha. Huh? Purusha means enjoyer, means person, means jiva, means paramatma, you know. Atma is used for the body, for the self, the body, the mind, and the soul, and the super soul also. Krishna is also called Atma. So we have to see in context what it refers to. So Prabhupada writes this. In this chapter, it will be also explained that out of the two knowers, one is fallible and another is infallible. One is superior and other is subordinate. So this is discussion of this 13th chapter. So Prabhupada writes, one should not misunderstand this. Just like one misunderstands the rope for a snake. Don't misunderstand soul to be super soul. I'm the soul, I'm Atman, I'm God. And then people complete on mental platform, you know. They suffer in material world and they think, I'm God. No, but God doesn't suffer. God is not in ignorance. They cannot understand this. So here, Krishna explicitly says, here, that real knowledge is to know that the super soul is controller of both the field of activities and the finite. Enjoy. This is to be understood. That not only Krishna knows, but his position into relation with material nature, which covers jiva, is that he is controller. And he controls jiva and prakriti. He is the controller. He is a knower, but he is the controller. So this is the constitution described here. So text 4. Now please hear my brief description of the field of activity and how it's constituted, what its changes are, when it's produced, who that knower of the field of activity is, and what his influences are. So now Krishna is introducing the next topic, what he's going to discuss now in detail about this kshetra. The field and kshetra, the knower. So he says, but one should be careful not to consider personality God carrying everybody to be one with the individual soul, the jiva. This is something like equating the potent and important. So this is another nice analogy, no? It's all about that, to understand the difference, clearly to understand the difference. Text 5. That knowledge of the field of activities and of the knower of activity is described by various sages in various Vedic writings. It is especially presented in Vedanta Sutra with all reasoning as to cause and effect. Now this is very amazing. Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead, he quotes the Vedas, he quotes the Shastras. Who is the biggest authority to speak? Where do Veda come from? Veda, Narayana, Sakshat, they come from breathing of Narayana. No? What Krishna says is Veda. Anytime he speaks, everything is Veda. And now he is quoting Vedas and Rishis. No? Why? But that's the system that everybody should understand. How to get knowledge based on authorities. Understanding means to receive knowledge from the authorities. So Krishna establishes this. No? So here, Krishna is the highest authority, Prabhupada writes in purpose, in explaining this knowledge. Still, as a matter of course, learned scholars and standard authorities always give evidence from previous authorities. This is the system, not the new knowledge, freshly baked. No, we don't say that. No? Better to learn from tradition. So this is the proper way of learning Shabda Brahman from the authorities. No? From the original source of knowledge. Knowledge comes through the Vedas and the saintly rishis. They in Guru Parampara receive knowledge and they present it as it is. Knowledge is preserved and it's uninterrupted, it's unspoiled, unmixed, undiluted, presented and have a full effect. Now, so this is the system that Veda means knowledge, and Vedas are given to people for their benefit. Now, if there was a movie when I was a kid, it was a movie for children, you know, that some angel came, some divine being, not God, but some kind of God servant came, and given to one child. A child who had all so many material desires, you know, I wanted this, wanted that, but nobody could give him. So he gave him one stick, like this small stick, and he said, whatever you desire, touch, and it will manifest, you know. So the child got this in the dream, and he tried, okay, we want to ball for playing. So he touched the table, and table turned into ball. And, oh, that's very nice, you know. And then, you know, he desired, okay, you know, this and that. And the movie goes like, it's for children movie, you know. When I was small kid, I remember. Now, the way he kept this stick was big treasure. He would put it in one box, then another box, the third box, the tie it in the cloth and keep it in the bag and keep it always with him, you know. There's so much to preserve, because by this he could do anything, you know. So half of the movie goes how to, they are fighting, the other figure out that there's a question is of the stick, you know. So you know that one part is trying to take it out and another part is trying to protect it, you know, like that. So why? Because this stick would fulfill all his desire. Of course, end of the movie goes like this. He wakes up. It was a dream, you know. And what is it? He lives happily ever after. Doesn't happen like this, no? So what's the point? The point is that Vedas, they are given by God to fulfill one's all desires. You want material desire? Fulfill through Vedas. Your spiritual desires, fulfill through Vedas. Your knowledge, get it from Vedas. Everything. But the ultimate purpose is that jiva can satisfy these desires and along that in pious way, and along that satisfying this desire get purified and come out of material world. That's the message, that's the meaning, that's the intention of the Vedas. Now Brahmanas, they knew that. That Vedas are given to them to preserve that knowledge. You know? So they did everything to preserve it. First, they did tapasya. They come to Guru as a children, they come to the Guru's house, Gurukul, where Guru and his wife and other teachers lived. And there they learn to discipline their life. They immediately engaged in sattvic activities, rising early in the morning, chanting the Vedic mantras, memorizing them. All the purificatory activities are performed, even before birth, samskaras, so that the person can be of bright intelligence, pure mind, pure good nature. So, those who have spotless character developed like this in Gurukul, they were given Vedas in charge. How? They will learn the Vedas. They will memorize them. Their own spotless character, they will not change, they will not twist, they will not misuse. It's a powerful. Brahmanas can kill all kshatriyas by mantras, can become ruler of the world by knowing the Vedas, can do anything. But they should know what is their purpose, what is their mission, what is their service. So Brahmanas, they were top class, they were trusted people. They will not misuse. They could misuse, but they were not misusing it. The Kali Yuga started when Brahmanas misused their position. Remember, King Parikshit was not so welcomed by a rishi who was in trance. There was misunderstanding. So King Parikshit got a little upset and put dead snake around that neck of the rishi who disrespect him. King is coming. You stand up, you offer on whatever you have. You're living in her cottage. He didn't ask you many things. He has just a little water. But no response from the rishi. No? So King, he's just ignoring me. So how shall I honor you? Here is dead snake. This is your honor. You are not doing properly duty. You're not treating king properly. He has little water, he's not responding. No? So Parikshit misunderstood his trance to be pretense. He thought, he's not responding, he's pretending. No? And the boy of a brahmana, his son, he was not self-controlled. He was not trained well. Kali influenced him. So he flipped out in anger and he cursed the king. King should not be cursed. Even for such a mistake, the high authority should be excused. Because when you see the full body of a... There is no king in a country, there is a mess in the country. There is irreligion prominent immediately. So king should not be... King should be forgiven for minor offense. No? And Rishi himself, he didn't bother. No problem. I'm sorry. I'm feeling bad. I didn't honor the king properly. No, I was not present. I was not conscious at that time. No? So the boy was corrupted. And Bhagavatam says, there degradation of Varnashram system started with degradation of Brahmanas. Kali Yuga entered because Brahmanas, they collapsed in doing their duties. No? So we can learn from that. Every society is spoiled from above. If ruler is good, no? Then society will be good. Even today, if our kings are good, people in India will be very pious and serving God and worship and achieve goal of life. But it's not there. It's not there. The rulers are corrupted. People are corrupted. The result is everyone is suffering. And this is what's going on. Everyone is suffering all over the world. No saintly kings, no brahmanas. Ignorance. Vaishyas and shudras, they are ruling. Just for interest. And what will shudra do with money? Wine and woman, Prabhupada said. That's all. He cannot do anything else. So, brahmanas, they receive the Vedas. And they are so dear to Krishna. Because they have now the treasure of knowledge by which everyone can come out of material world. And they were so spotless in character that they were not accepting salaries. They will not work for anybody because they can speak the truth. They can be independent. They depend on God. No, I do my duty. God will take care of me. That faith they had. And they were such a molded, their mind was molded to austerity, that they would live happily with simple thing. They were not burning of desires to enjoy sense gratification. They were trained to control their mind and senses. So spotless character person can give them such a powerful weapon as Vedic mantras. I mean, if you see Vedic mantras, it's incredible. Apart from glorifying God and demigods and sacrifices, they are Vedic mantras for ruling, moving material nature. Atharva Veda, for example, that deals with how to control enemies, how to control mind of other people, how to put them, everyone under your control, how to exploit men and women, how to control children, how to, by mantras, defeat enemies, kill them, make them having fever. You know, all these things are there. If it's given in wrong hand, what will happen? Yeah? So you see how brahmanas were pure and how important responsibility they had. If they don't teach Vedas as they are, the doors which Krishna opened to all material conditioned souls to come out, which will be closed. They have no hope. If their Vedas are not there, there's no way to come out of material world. No? And they knew that value. Then first thing, they would memorize the Vedas. And I told you once, no? They memorize Vedas in many ways. They like today we are putting password on computers, you know. So minimum, previously any password will do. But originally when you open on Yahoo and Google this Gmail, password, you could put one letter, two letters, three letters, you know. I had my password from 89 or something, you know. I have three letters. Nowadays you have new one, minimum six. And now they're asking, Divya told me, for Skype, they're asking letters and numbers combination, no? No? More complicated, no? And this password, that password, you know, protect. Huh? So rishis of those days taught how to protect the Vedas. What about if somebody start twisting them? We should know them very well. We should protect. Nobody change. So they have different ways of memorizing Vedas. 11 ways of memorizing Vedas. I don't know all the way. Samhitapad, Kramapad, Padapad, Ganapad. These are different methods. One is memorized word by word. Samhitapad is what we are usually chanting. As it is, like we are chanting now. Tat kshetram yatcha yadriksha, like Rishibhi Bahuda Gitam Chandrabhi Vividam Pritak. This is Samhitapad, memorizing as a text goes. And then memorize it in infinitive, means the root words of each. So we'll be down. This padapad, you see down? Rishibhi Bahuda Gitam Vividaihi, in that way. Memorizing these words itself. This is called padapad, one by one word. Then there is a kramapad, memorizing like this. First word, second, third, fourth, fifth. No? Say some easy shloka, say this Dharma Kshetra, Kurukshetra, you know, that everybody can relate how it looks like, no? Where is that? Say, for example, now, Dharma Kshetra, Kurukshetra. So, Samipatapad will be Dharma Kshetra, Kurukshetra, Samaveta, Yudhsavaha. No? And the Padapad will be Dharma Kshetra, Kurukshetra, Samaveta, Yudhsavaha, Mamakaha, Pandavaha, like that. You know, they'll memorize. Then Samipatapad, Padapad, Kramapad. Kramapad, because 1, 2, 2, 3, 3, 4. So, Dharma Kshetra, Kshetra, Kurukshetre, Kshetre Samaveta, Samaveta Yutsavaha, Yutsava Mamaka, Mamaka Pandavas, Pandavas Chaiva, like this. But they will not repeat same word. They'll say like this, Dharma Kshetre, and then second one will be Kshetraha, Kuru, Kurukshetre, Kshetraha, Samaveta, you know, they will combined, Samhitapada and Padapada, you know. Then goes another one. 1, 2, 3, 2, 3, like this, you know. Goes repeating, up and down, from up, down, front and back. And then Ganapati is last one. There is all formula. 1, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 4, 1, 2, 3, like that, you know. It's all formula, you know. So this is the last one, you know. I heard only that one. Yada sat pat tat. This is that from Samaveda. Yada sat pat tat. So to memorize this in Ganapat, he sings like this. Yada sat pat tat, tada sat pat yat, yada sat pat tat. Like this. This is just one line of the shloka. So if you are Chaturvedi, you study four Vedas, and you are Ganapati. Chaturvedi Ganapat, you are topmost pandit, you know. You memorize all four Vedas in these 11 ways. And nobody can put one word, nobody can take out word. You can't change even plural or singular. You can't change any, you can't touch anything. This is how they put passwords, 11 passwords they put. Nobody can touch, nobody can change. They knew how important is this knowledge. They sacrificed years and years and years of memorizing to preserve the Vedas. And then to teach them. And then to practice them. And then to realize them. This is Brahmana. That's why Krishna said, Brahmanya devayago brahmana hitayach. So dear Brahmanas are to him. They are so valuable in society. No? Brahmanas are mouth of the Lord. Not only for eating, but for speaking. No? So, this is the position. And nowadays, Brahmana means what? Nothing. Today, nothing. That doesn't mean anything. Even if they learn Vedas, they don't know the meaning. So first was memorization, then was Bhashya, hearing commentaries, explanation. What's this all about? No? So, you see, that was importance. This is the importance. No? So Brahmana, Brahman Janati Iti Brahmana, one who knows the Brahman, who knows what that Trividam Brahmametat, to know these three, nature, soul and super soul. This is Brahmana. So this is expected that devotees in Krishna consciousness, those who take Brahmin initiation, they should know this. And for them this Bhakti Shastri course is meant, Prabhupada said. One should, before applying for second initiation, should have Bhakti Shastri course. Should know the Brahman, no? Should know who is Parabrahman, who is Brahman, and who is the Brahman of Prakriti. No? So this is explained here. So, we are discussing Shloka 5. So Krishna says that Prabhupada writes, Krishna is explaining this most controversial point regarding the duality and non-duality of the soul and super-soul by referring to scriptures, Vedanta, which is accepted as authority. And this is the point. Of all Vedas, Vedanta is the essence. Because discuss this. What is the cause of all causes? Why it is cause of all causes? How it is cause of all causes? It's very amazing. They're all sutras, they're all philosophical, big and concepts are summarized in the sutras. Atato Brahma Jigyas. Now you ask about Brahman. Now means what now? Now when you get human form of life. After going through 84 legs of species. How you got there? Everything is in Atato. When you do all around, when you see Janma Mritu Jaravyadi Dukkha Doshana, when you see there is no enjoyment, when you see something is wrong, when you are punished by karma, when you realize, when you are seeking for shelter, when you are truthful, when you are endeavoring, when you are asking to know God, no? That you get a chance for your answer. The inquiry is beginning of life, beginning of getting knowledge, beginning of coming out of material, Atato Brahma Jigyasa, first step. And immediately answer, Janma Adyasya Taha, Janma Adyasya, everything is born from him, everything originates from him. Then, that also, there are volumes and volumes of books behind that one statement. Thousands of rishis spoke for thousands of millions of years to explain this, how God is source of everything. This is one definition, Janmadhyā Seta. Then so many, Anandamāya Bhyāsāt. No? Shabda Mula Twat. He can be known by the Shabda. So sutras are given. This is the cream, the explanation, who is cause of everything. And that is asked. Is jiva has beginning? You will see Prabhupada gives, we will see that Prabhupada gives few sutras from Vedanta here. In the shloka 5. Are we discussing 5? Yeah. So we'll come to that. Okay, let's go one by one. So in the original Vedas, distinction between soul, super soul and body is made, especially in Katha Upanishad. There are many great sages who explain this, and Parashara is considered principal among them. Now here, Parashara Muni is quoted. This is Parashara Muni's book, is Vishnu Purana, he wrote. Here, you see, purport. Vyasa's father Parashara, who is also a great sage, and he writes in his book of religiosity, Prabhupada, book of religiosity, it's Vishnu Purana. Aham Tvam Cha Tathanyen. We, you and I, the various other living entities, are all transcendental, although in material bodies. Now we are falling into the ways of the three modes of material nature according to our different karma. As such, some are on higher levels, some are in lower nature. The higher and lower nature exists due to ignorance and are being manifested in infinite number of living entities. But the super soul, which is infallible, is uncontaminated by the three qualities of nature and is transcendental. So here, this is what Parashara Muni speaks about nature, enjoyer and consciousness. He speaks about the field, the knower of the field, and the supreme, super knower of the field, super soul. So, again, Taittiriya Upanishad is quoted, because this is subject of Upanishads, this is Jnana portion. Last 6th chapter we discussed Jnana. This is all subject of Vedanta and Upanishads, and all Upanishads speaks about this. It's amazing. All of them, they're churning and churning and churning. What is cause? What is effect? Who is the source of everything? How is it affected? Is it independent? Is it dependent? Is it Prakriti ever created? Is it Jiva ever created? Who created them? How they came into existence? Are they independent? Are they the Self? Who is the Self? Who is conscious? Is he omniconscious? Is he omnipotent? Is he omniscient? What is it? What is not? What is called Jada? He has no potency on its own. All the definitions are given again, 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 churning. No? This is explained. So, Taittiriya Upanishad, Brahma Puccham Pratishtha. They are manifestation of the Supreme Lord's energy, known as. Now, this is the main subject of Vedanta, basically. No? Anamaya Kosha. Dependence upon food for existence. This is materialistic realization of the Supreme. Pranamaya Kosha. There are 5 energies. 5 levels of consciousness, 5 manifestations of the Supreme. Anamaya Kosha, Pranamaya, Jnanamaya, Vijnanamaya, Anandamaya. Okay, Anamaya is described. Dependence on food for existence. Materialistic realization of the Supreme. Pranamaya, after realizing Supreme Absolute Truth in food, one can realize Absolute Truth in living symptoms of life forms. Jnanamaya, realization extends beyond all living symptoms to point of thinking, feeling and willing. And there is a Brahman realization called Vijnanamaya, in which living entity's mind and life symptoms are distinguished from living entity himself. And the next and the supreme stage, Anandamaya, realization of the all blissful nature of God. So these are the 5 levels of consciousness, 5 coverings. And 5 steps of realizing Absolute Truth, 5 energies of the Lord. It's difficult to explain in 2 minutes how is this all about. But say like this, that animals, they are conscious of food only. They can't even think that they are living entities. This much they cannot understand. They are just conscious of food. And this level is called Annamaya Kosha. Or you may say, this is the covering. They're so covered, they can't think about that. Little more than that, those who realize, I live, preserve my life, I have to survive. The desire, that instinct for survival, understanding that life is there, I have to survive, I have to be alive. This is above Annamaya. This is called Pranamaya, to seeing the life symptoms, to see life difference between living and dead. No? Life. I have no idea what is it. But the idea to preserve life, to survive. Like that. Living symptoms of life forms, seeing the life, understanding that they are alive, these animals are alive, the people are alive. No. This is called Pranamaya. The, above that comes civilized human society, Jnanamaya. Means feeling, willing, thinking, no, mental activities. So they see importance of food, but it's not all in all. They see the life symptoms, but now they are speaking about quality of life. No? Now they are intellectually engaged, and now they have the better qualities of their needs. But still, they don't differentiate between mind and the soul. No? Still they don't understand. Most of the people today, intellectuals in the world, they do not differentiate between mind and the soul. Intellect, mind and soul, no difference for them. The self is the mind. Whatever you feel, you do. Means whatever mind tells you. And mind tells crazy things, it's uncontrolled, no? So all the modern psychology is all psychiatry. All madness. You know? Modern psychology is just sick. Sick field of science. Because they cannot differentiate what is the self, what is the mind. They can't figure out the difference. All the time they are confusing. The self, the mind, that's you. Ignorance, no? They can't help. Therefore we don't have to study this modern psychology books to know how to give good speech, how to impress public, how to get confidence. Well, we get confidence by hearing from Gita and realizing how Krishna is protecting us 24 hours a day for eternal time, forever. We get confidence seeing other devotees advancing in Krishna consciousness. They practice Krishna consciousness, we see they are advancing, so we get confidence. No? And if you don't have confidence, don't worry, the confidential devotee will push you and then you'll get confidence. They'll push you in the field. Go and preach. Now you give lecture. Now you distribute books. Now you cook. Prabhu, but surrender. No? Push the mission. So we don't need all these psychiatrists, psychotrips, you know, mental cases, you know, hearing from, you become mental, you become sick hearing all these things, you know. So, this was about Jnanamaya Kosha, realizing existence beyond the living symptoms, thinking, feeling and willing. No? And I think this refers to the pious people who accept the Vedas, who accept the Karma Kanda, at least portion of the Vedas, they're not higher than that. No? They accept, they're thinking about their future, they're thinking about tomorrow. They have feelings, concern for others, you know. They want to enjoy piously. It doesn't refer to this animal barbarian society today, you know. It refers to the people who accept the Vedas. Yeah, they accept the authority and they... But basically, Prabhupada writes that today people are maximum on this platform. Feeling, willing, thinking. Mental platform. All the world is on mental platform. Get stuck to third realization. But there are two more. No? Neck? Yeah?
But we say animals also do all these things nowadays, as you said. Right.
Right.
We see present civilization, we can't take them to second and third level.
Animals?
Means animals also, they have all these things.
No. Animals, they don't understand. They have feeling, but they don't understand I have a feeling. They are completely bound by Annamaya Kosha. They are completely into that consciousness. You know? Man can differentiate. Man's feeling, he can control feelings. He can show the compassion. He can think about the future. You know? The dogs, Animals, they have no consciousness of it. They are completely bound, they completely do what that Paramatma tells them to do. And they, Paramatma tells them, you want to be dog? Now you are dog. Think like a dog. Act like a dog. You are a dog. I am a dog. Whoa, whoa. You know? It's completely bound to that. So the thinking of man and thinking of animal is different. Equality is different. No? Not that man doesn't think about food, but he thinks differently. No? No? The goal of life, say, put it like this simple. Goal of life of a man, even today, karmis in the West or wherever you want in the world, in India, what's the difference, West or East? No? The goal of life is not just Annamaya Kosha. The goal of life is to live better life. That animal cannot do that. No? You understand? The quality of thinking is different. Their goal is get the food, little more advanced, survive. Now, preserve the life. Many people struggle to survive, to preserve life. Many people. Many countries are poor, many people are exploited. They just think every day, all day, just how to survive, how to survive, how to come out, how to survive. That's all. They can't think. And here, third class, they have willing, feeling, thinking, they have culture set up, they have social life. They're thinking, okay, I'll preserve the food I have for next month. For the rest of the month, I'll put some savings, I'll have for the rest of the year. You know, goal of life is not just get the money. Goal of life is build higher, upgraded from that Annamaya Kosha platform. The quality of thinking is different. The quality of understanding world is completely different. You know? At least they think, how shall we enjoy? How shall we make society? We'll make a law, we'll make a rules, we'll protect ourselves. You know? We'll make a law that you cannot just come and take my rice, which I preserve for tomorrow. No? So we have the policeman, we have the judge, we have system, no? To control, to understand, to achieve our goals. No? Animal society, no organization, no system, no morality. So this is the difference. They are concerned Annamaya Kosha. Low class people are concerned Pranamaya Kosha. Now here, this Jnanamaya Kosha is many times mentioned in Vedas as Manamaya Kosha. Annamaya, Pranamaya, Manamaya, mind, mental platform. It's called Jnanamaya also. Particularly here, Taittiriya Upanishad calls Jnanamaya. But I've seen many Upanishads. It's called Manamaya Kosha. Don't get confused if you see other terms. It's the same thing. Mental activities. No? So what are these? Feelings, pleasure, hate, pain, attachment, detachment, happiness, distress, sukha dukkha. Material mental platform. So this is a big difference from Annamaya Kosha to Manamaya Kosha or Jnana. Coverings. These are coverings, covering soul. Or take it other way. These are energies of the Lord to be realized. And Lord is present in them. And these are the levels of understanding absolute truth. So the fourth one is called Vijnanamaya. Something is called just Jnanamaya. If Manamaya is used, then it's called Jnanamaya. If Jnanamaya is used, then it's called Vijnanamaya. Vijnanamaya means to realize the self. To know I'm spirit soul, I'm not this body. To know the self, at least impersonally. This is the fourth level of Brahman realization described in Upanishads. You know? And then above that, Anandamaya Kosha, Anandamaya Brahman, to realize Krishna. To realize the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is the fifth one. Yeah. So this is the highest level of existence, or highest level of consciousness, or highest level of realization, to realize God. Once you realize God, all these four follow in line. Or you may say opposite way, unless you have full awareness of these four previously, you cannot realize the fifth one either. That's also there. No? You cannot know God without knowing the self. Prabhupada said, if you want to know sun, you come on the sun. Simultaneously, you see the sun and the self. No? You cannot just see the sun, not seeing the self. That's not fact. So this is a topic of Upanishads and the topic of Vedanta. And we are not trained in that. We are not really expert in that. You know, We will see, and then Prabhupada gives a little hint what's this all about. Here, thus there are five stages of Brahman realization, which are called Brahmapuccham. Out of this, the first three, Anamaya, Pranamaya, Gyanamaya, involve the field of activities and the living entity. To enjoy his transcendental bliss, he expands into Vijnanamaya. God expands into Jivas to enjoy his transcendental bliss. This is what Prabhupada says. To enjoy his transcendental bliss, he, capital, expands into Vijnanamaya, Pranamaya, Gyanamaya, and Anamaya. Brahman expands into Jivas, into the material world, into the bodies. It's him only. He expands into all this. Two things are fulfilled. The Jivas get their chance to realize and come up back from that. And he enjoys creation. Two things are fulfilled. Not because the Lord wants to enjoy, we are suffering in material world. No? Many times people misunderstand this. No. It's our Jiva's desire to create material world, and Lord does it. But simultaneously he enjoys in it. No? He enjoys creation. We enjoy creation, no? Anything you cook, sabji, and nice. Done. No? You build a building. Done. No? I cannot say another example because it's not done yet. No? You understand? Here, see, to enjoy his transcendental bliss, he expands into Vijnanamaya. Lord expands into Jivas. He expands into Pranamaya. He becomes mind, intelligence, and ego, you know, subtle body. He expands into Anamaya, Pranamaya, Jnanamaya, everything, into life symptoms, into consciousness. You know? And he expands into material nature either. You know? So it's something to think about. That's it. You see, we are not philosophers. People of Kali Yuga, we are not philosophers. You know, it's like this. In the field of activities, the living entity is considered to be enjoyer. And different from him means Anandamaya. Anandamaya means supreme enjoyer. That means that if living entity decides to enjoy in dovetailing himself with Anandamaya, then he becomes perfect. That means if Jiva wants to serve God, he becomes enjoyer in that sense, enjoyer as a cooperator. As you give joy to the God, you enjoy. So that means if living entity decides to enjoy dovetailing himself with Anandamaya, then he becomes perfect. Why? Because he fulfills the purpose of creation. He fulfills the purpose of his existence. The marker is not meant to scratch my back. Can do that, but that's the not main purpose of that. No? For that purpose, there's no need ink. I mean, I would be crazy if I scratch with the ink, you know. So the real purpose is to use it for writing. That fulfills his purpose. So Jiva can do that, can come to material world and try to enjoy. But that's not the purpose, it's not what it's created for. It's created for dovetailing his activities to Anandamaya. That is Supreme Lord. When Jiva serves Supreme Lord, fulfills his purpose. I'm very happy to see that you are using this marker, no? Okay? People donate you something and then they see. Oh, very happy. Somebody stitched some dress and asked, can you put on deities? Can you put on deities? Stitching itself was not enough. No? Stitching itself was not enough to please the person. Now I want to see the dress is utilized for its purpose. The deities wear it. No? So, can you be just satisfied by stitching? No, the purpose is not that. No? So purpose of Jiva is to serve God. Unless this is done, Jiva is not perfect. Jiva is not acting in his constitutional position. Jiva is misusing his existence. No? The table is shaking. Can you give me your phone? I want to put it straight. Is that why you use phone? It's misuse. It's misuse. Jiva wants to enjoy independently from God in material world. It's misuse. This is the point. No. And more it misused, more is down. More is covered. So you may say these are energies. Koshas are called coverings. Koshas are called Brahman realization. So more is down, a lower level, Anamaya Kosha. Lilabo, Pranamaya Kosha. Manumaya Kosha, Jnanamaya Kosha. Vijnanamaya Kosha, and then Anandamaya. Oh, that's the Brahman. No? So this is how it goes. Okay? For example, see this. Hear this now. Last paragraph of text 5. It's mentioned here that the codes of Brahma Sutra are very nicely arranged according to cause and effect. Some of the sutras of aphorism are Naviyad Ashrute, means that material nature did not come into existence. Material nature is also eternal. Naviyat Ashrute means it did not come into existence. Has no cause. But that's not true. Did not come to existence, but has a cause. Now second one. Natma Shrute, Jiva also never was created, it has no cause. But the third one, Paratuta Shrute, the Supreme Lord is cause of both, Prakriti and Jiva. This is what is explained here. Now I was curious because Prabhupada doesn't give translations, so I was thinking, hey, what's this all about? So I went and see, and this is what it discussed. So Prabhupada said, the first aphorism indicates field of activity, material world, second indicates living entity, and third indicates Supreme Lord, the summum bonum among all the manifestation of various entities. Now this is explained that he is the cause and maintainer and controller of both. So you see how Vedanta Sutra goes. You see, and this is what Prabhupada said. He is the summum bonum. Summum bonum is he is the ultimate, the summary, the essence. He is the summum bonum. You know summum bonum? Sum up everything. You know? 15 rupees, 20 rupees, 35 rupees, 45 rupees. How much total? 115, for example. Summum bonum. So means, you see how it's written. Naviyat ashrute, natma shrute, paratutat shrute. But you must have background knowledge of all of this, you know. Then you understand. Material world looks like it's going on. Grass is growing, sun is coming, moon is coming. It's running on its own, has no cause. And Veda says that material world is Purnam, it's Brahman, it's perfect. It's perfect to fulfill his function, it's perfect. Maya is fully equipped to fulfill everything she has to do in her service. She gives us bodies, he has a time, he kills everyone, he destroys everything, he brings everyone up, she rotates us like anything, putting us 84 legs of species. She's fully equipped to do her function. Brahman, Purnam. And she is eternal. She has no cause. She has a cause. Although she is eternal. Looks like this material has no cause. No, where is God? We don't see God. But there is a cause. Therefore Vedanta says, Paratuta Shrute, he is a cause of both of them, and he is controller of both of them. So this is it in sutra. In three words, everything is explained. This is called Vedanta Sutra. Vedanta, the end of knowledge. And nothing else to discuss after that. You know? And it's so minimal, just like this much sentence, everything is told. You know? Not like politician. What did he say after 2 hours? I don't know. Blubbering something. No? We had one, once we invited one well-wisher politician to speak. You can't believe, you know. We invited him for Janmashtami. Just, you know, he sponsored Prasadam. He helped us so much in the beginning. So he said, sir, you want to say something? Oh, we are welcome everyone to his... well, Krishna Janmashtami, and Janmashtami, and we are all too happy, everyone is here, that is very important, because it's, of course, Krishna, Krishna, well, right, so this, like this, you know, nothing he said, one sentence he didn't finish, you know, this is, I've heard this, you know, he didn't say anything, you know. No, it's like 5-7 minutes, and suddenly, so like, thank you very much. What a relief, he stopped speaking, you know. He was a politician before, and now he's retired, and he's a nice gentleman. But the speech, you don't want to ask him to speak anymore, you know. Disaster, completely, didn't say anything, no? No, minimum words, maximum knowledge. This is the thing. No, look at Gita, 700 shlokas only. Everything explained. Bas. In glimpse of everything is given. Prabhupada writes, Krishna says, I'm summarizing you. Go and see Upanishads, go see Vedanta, then you will see detailed knowledge. And they are sutras based on other many, many books of knowledge. So this is all explained here. So this is like that. This is, look, we are dealing now Jnana chapter. No stories, no indeterminate. No? Okay, what we are, 9:16. Shall we feed the field of activity? Maintain? This is both for Kshetragya and Kshetra, some prasadam required. Shall we do that? And it's simple, it goes very fast, it's not a big discussion. You know? Okay, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Hare Krishna.